Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. And hey, if you believe that life is a cabaret, old chum, get yourselves to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley for the 7 o'clock screening tonight for only $5. It's Monday Night Musicals at the Harkins. They are showing the Liza Minnelli, Joel Grey classic with Michael York, Cabaret. And then tomorrow they are showing, as part of the Tuesday Night Classics, Arnold in Terminator 2, as the classics continue on the big screen exactly the way they were meant to be seen. And next Monday, to complete the March Monday musicals, a real classic, Rob Marshall directing, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Renee Zellweger, John C. Reilly, and of course Richard Gere in Chicago. That is next Monday at the Harkins 14. And of course, check your local listings, even though it will show at 11 a.m. Monday morning next week and 7 p.m. Hey, we always welcome your questions and comments at Q&A. Just drop me an email to DJFone, that's DJFONE, at KQNA.com. And speaking of entertainment, sad to hear of the passing of guitar legend Dick Dale. He made a name for himself with surf music, most notably the instrumental hit Miserlou that was featured in Quentin Tarantino's big movie Pulp Fiction. It introduced him to a new and younger audience. Now, what made Miserlou stand out was that driving beat and the kind of Middle Eastern sounding chords and keys, which is no accident. It reflected his upbringing in a Lebanese neighborhood. His father emigrated from Lebanon, and his mother was Polish-Belarusian, and Dick was influenced by their native land's music. Dick Dale's birth name was Richard Mansour, and Dick Dale looked a little bit better, he thought, on a record label. Hey, we're only 10 days away from the Diamondbacks' regular season opener at Dodger Stadium, and Diamondbacks fans have probably noticed that Paul Goldschmidt, I don't believe, has yet homered for his new team, the Cardinals, and $330 million man Bryce Harper. Before yesterday, I don't think he has even gotten a hit yet in 13 plate appearances for the Phillies, plus he took a 96-mile-an-hour fastball off the ankle just the other day. Diamondbacks start their regular season Thursday, March 28th at 1:10 p.m., a day game at Dodger Stadium for the 2019 season opener against our old enemies, the Dodgers, and our old friend, their new center fielder, A.J. Pollock. Hey, we got a packed show for you today. We're going to open up talking to our friend Natalie Stewart-Smith. She's an adjunct family faculty and family, adjunct faculty member at ERAU, a military author and guest speaker. We'll be talking about women who flew combat missions, and then we'll chat on the phone with Meg Roederer. She's with the Flagstaff Convention and Visitors Bureau. And then finally, our buddy David Snyder, the CPA and tax guru, with your tax time tune-up. So a busy show coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, where March is Sport Utility Month. Get over 15% off MSRP on one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the 2019 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive for only $23,906. Need something bigger? Check out the brand-new 7-passenger Nissan Pathfinder 4x4 for only $29,782. That's a savings of over $4,300 off MSRP. The clock is also running out on the last of our 2018 Nissans left in inventory. Get over $4,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Kicks, priced at only $15,998. This month only during Lamb Nissan's Sport Utility Month. Visit lambnissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Price includes all manufacturer's rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer dock, and 385 3M package. Must finance with NMAC OAC. Offer expires March 31st, 2019.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208. We have our guest speaker at ERAU this week, Natalie Stewart-Smith. I want to correct something I said on the air a minute ago. Natalie, correct my misperception of the women flyers.
In the Second World War, the United States did not have any women flying in combat. In World War I, Marie Marvin flew in combat. Mm-hmm. The Russian women and Polish women flew in combat. But the American women, who were members of the Women Air Force Service Pilots and the Women's Auxiliary Ferrying Squadron, only flew within the United States as farriers, target towers, test pilots, engineering test pilots, which means a plane had to be flown through its paces before it could be put back online after being repaired.
Mm-hmm.
That was a scary job to do.
I can imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And ferrying could be dangerous. One woman who taught at University of Tucson, she brought a plane into Dallas, and in the morning she goes out to the flight line, and all these guys are around her plane. Master mechanic says, "Lady, you realize that you came in here with one bolt holding on the tail assembly?" Yeah, it could be a dangerous job.
So in some ways, they look at her as kind of the guinea pig for the plane?
No,
taking
I wouldn't
all
say
the
that.
Risks?
I wouldn't say that because a man could have taken that plane as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Ooh, wow. So tell, what sparked your interest in the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, which you call WASPs?
Right. I was using the GI Bill to earn a master's in history at mm-hmm. Washington State University, and I'm like, what's my topic going to be? And I go, I think in officer training I heard about a WAC with wings. And that was Julia Ledbetter, Colonel Julia Ledbetter. And I start looking, and things got interesting. I actually am the only person to have an unrestricted interview with Jacqueline Cochran. And I interviewed about a dozen women pilots. But then in the, 40 years since I did that, I've met many more members of the WASP. It has been a very enriching thing for me. But the reason I was able to do it was I spoke to the secretary of the organization by phone,
mm-hmm.
and I was paying for the call, and I wasn't rich, you know, a GI Bill grad student. And I thought she was going to hang up on me. And I said, but the reason I'm so interested in this is because I'm a veteran, too. And she said, oh. you will understand our story. Mm-hmm. And that opened the doors.
Have you spoken at all with Martha McSally?
No.
Because she, of course, you know, now she was a flyer in the military, correct?
A Navy pilot,
Navy pilot, correct. I would imagine she might have some interesting sidelights of this, too, because of her own experience.
Sure.
So tell me of the women pilots in general that you've studied, who do you think was the most intriguing?
Sometimes the most intriguing are the ones, it's what they did afterwards. Rita Paul was from New Hampshire, and she was a pilot, did her WASP thing, and afterwards she became a discalced Carmelite nun and lived to the age of 97. She got a dispensation from the Vatican to leave her convent and go to Denton, Texas, for 3 days of meetings with other WASPs, and she was an absolute delight. I did not meet her. But I have met people who knew her, and there are pictures of her in her winter suit, mm-hmm. and then there's a picture of her as a nun.
Wow, what a career change, huh?
Well, now, one of the WASPs actually went with the Methodist Church to India, served there for 23 years, and then 3 years in Nepal. So there were a number of women who became missionaries. Or right after the war, quite a few of them signed up with the Red Cross, mm-hmm. The YWCA, YMCA, to volunteer, because they were sent out the door, and what were they going to do? They wanted to still contribute to the war effort.
Sure, sure.
excuse me. Dora Doherty Strother was one of two women, the other being Dee Dee Moorman. Colonel Tibbetts selected those two women to help him get the B-29 Superfortress in the air. The men were refusing to fly the plane under penalty of court-martial. Because the cowling was tight on the engine, sometimes it would flame out on the runway. So the guys at the OTUs, Overseas Training Units, were saying, not me. So over 3 days in Pensacola, Florida, he showed the women how he wanted the plane to be flown. The first time they got into a super fortress was the check ride after 3 days of instruction. Then over 6 weeks, that crew of the Ladybird, as it was called, mm-hmm. went to all the OTUs. They were all in the southern United States, and they took those reluctant pilots for a ride. And within a week, all of the men who had been refusing to fly flew. Now, Dr. Doherty Strother had a PhD. She earned later a PhD in psychology, and she was the head of Bell Helicopter Labs, psychology labs. Many women stayed in aviation. Velta Haney Benn had 27,000 hours of flight time.
Oh, my goodness.
As an FAA instructor and inspector and examiner on all types of aircraft, from getting your first initial pilot rating to airliners. 27,000 hours.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness. So what was engineering test flying?
Well, if a plane had to be fixed for whatever reason, brought in for checking, it was not put back online until it had been checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a dicey operation. Francis Ralston Reeves was here at Williams Air Base in Arizona and found that the plane was not doing what it was supposed to do after she finished a maneuver. Being a natural pilot, she decided that what to do was do the exact opposite. She did the exact opposite and brought the plane down. When she told me, she said, I thought I could see the eyes in the rattle of the rattlesnake as I got close to the ground. She landed. The student mechanic had switched to the airlines.
Oh, goodness.
Scary jobs.
I can guess. So where did the WASPs train to earn their Army pilot wings?
They were sent to Sweetwater, Texas, to an air base that the British had been using as part of the cash and carry program.
Mm-hmm.
And the city had a program contest. What are we going to name the airfield? And the citizens called it Avenger Field for the British pilots who'd been there. As they were leaving, the women came into Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there from October of 42 until December of 44.
Mm-hmm. Why did it take so long for these women to receive their recognition as military veterans?
Did you say the word women?
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Oh, and when they were in service, there was all hell to pay with some of these members of Congress. In fact, John Costello lost his seat for his support of the WASP.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, there was no way that these women should have be flying when they were men who could do the job. Mm-hmm. But there was a problem with male pilots being a hotshot sometimes and doing, you know, dumb things in the air.
Sure.
But either way, the fact that the women said, we earned it,
mm-hmm.
we deserve it, our country should honor us. And that's exactly how it turned out. They received their recognition in April of 1979.
Now, your talk coming up at ERAU will be Wednesday, correct?
Yes, at 7 p.m. in the DLC.
And what will you be talking about besides what we've discussed here?
Well, I'm going to introduce what were the other women flying, the women in Russia, mm-hmm. the women in Great Britain. 25 American women flew with the Brits in World War II, and some came back and became WASP. But the jobs that women could do, utility jobs, as they call it, they did it well, and then they stepped back and were expected to go into the kitchen.
Wow. So what in your mind is the legacy of the WASP?
One of my students at New Mexico Military Institute, Renacle Russell, a member of the Coast Guard, she's a lieutenant in 03. She just received the Air Medal for her service during Hurricane Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
The inspiration of all these women, as they become aviators, they find out about the WASPs if they've mm-hmm. not heard about it already. And, of course, WASPs are still with us, and they inspire us every time we get to sit with them and they share their stories with us.
And what time was your talk at ERAU?
It'll be at 7 p.m.
And where?
1900 for the military types.
Of course.
Yes. In the DLC. The
Davis Learning Center?
Yes.
At
mm-hmm.
ERAU.
In the auditorium.
It'll be Wednesday.
Wednesday at 7.
And that's Natalie Stewart-Smith. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your story.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Sure, on Q&A, and that'll be at the Davis Learning Center at ERAU Wednesday at 7, or like you said, 1900 hours. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to Meg Roederer about fun things to do in Flagstaff in the springtime coming up on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at yrmccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is John Dombrowski with Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. Listen to the show every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. here on KQNA. The Word on Wealth, an intelligent financial talk show you can have faith in. It's a show where I take a fun approach to the serious matter of your money. As host, I get to talk with professionals in all areas of finance. This information can be invaluable to help you make good financial decisions. Topics such as how to protect your estate plan from the cost of long-term care, tax-efficient
income
plans.
Hi, Meg. Thank you for calling. I cannot hear you right now, but I will put you through on the air in about 1 minute.
Along with my 25-plus years of experience and insight, I'm here to help secure Arizona's future one family at a time. This is The Word on Wealth, and I'm your host, John Dombrowski, reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Just a moment here.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo, at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, icy faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing. To schedule your free estimate, we'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, it's a beautiful springtime season coming up in Flagstaff, and I have a lady on the phone I bet can tell us all about the great things to do in Flagstaff. Right, Meg?
You bet. This is Meg Roederer, and I'm with Discover Flagstaff, and I'm here to tell you all the fun spring activities happening in Flagstaff.
And I bet we can start with spring break and spring skiing, right? How are the conditions?
Oh, the conditions are amazing. I've been up there several times, and the snow is so good. It is 100% open. It has a 100-inch base. And plus, they have this great deal. I mean, it's the world's best spring break, no joke about that. Tickets starting at just $29, so it's a great deal. And you do need to buy them online, but kids 10 and under are even free, so it makes it even a better deal. Great conditions, great prices.
You know, Meg, here in Prescott, we get free advertising about the Flagstaff Mountains every day we drive down 69 because we can see the snow-capped San Francisco peaks right from 69 here. Now, I understand, too, that spring is the perfect time to visit your national monuments. Describe those for us.
Well, in addition to skiing, when you're done with that, you're not done in Flagstaff because we have a couple of area national monuments that maybe people don't know about. We have Walnut Canyon National Monument. It was a thriving prehistoric Native American community, so it's got these dwellings that are in there that are so cool to check out. You go on what's called the Island Trail to check out the cliff dwellings. And then we also have Sunset Crater Volcano National Monument, which is amazing to check out the historic lava flows and the cinders and an eruption that happened about 900 years ago. And then you can head right on over to Wapatki National Monument, and that has these gorgeous dwellings that you can look at, and it's just fabulous hiking and picturesque, and you've got your peaks right there, hovering in the background. Gorgeous.
You know, when I was a kid in school, they always taught us that spring flowers come from spring showers. So tell us about outdoor activities, things like hiking, biking, zip lining.
Well, as you know, Flagstaff is kind of an outdoor mecca. I mean, we have great hiking and biking. We are a four-season destination. But if you haven't been at Flagstaff Extreme Adventure Course, that's something to check out. It's zip lining. And I'm not sure if your listeners know this, but Flagstaff is located in the world's largest continuous ponderosa pine forest, which makes it even cooler to check out. And these zip lining and these rope courses are just so fun. Definitely something to check out while you're here.
Now, for those in Prescott who somehow survived our St. Patrick's Day pub crawl, tell us about your craft beers and the Flagstaff Brewery Trail.
Well, we do have, like, springtime suds, and as you mentioned, DJ, there is the St. Patrick's Day where we just all had that yummy, delicious green beer. But we also have a lot of craft beers here in Flagstaff. We are Arizona's leading craft beer city. The governor pronounced that February 2018. We have award-winning breweries, and we do the Flagstaff Brewery Trail. And the Flagstaff Brewery Trail is basically, you can walk to these great breweries and you print out a passport, or it's a little form that you can print out online at craftbeer.com. www.flagstaff.com, and you print that out or you pick it up at the Flagstaff Visitor Center. Visit each location. Locations are pretty close to each other. And at the end of the brewery trail, and it may take more than one visit, don't want to do it all in one night. That'd be a lot of visits to a lot of breweries. Like Historic Brewing Company, Wonderlust Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people have heard of Mother Road. They have the Tower Station and the Kolsch Beers. Beaver Street Brewery, Lumberyard Brewery, Flagstaff Brewing Company, and of course Dark Sky Brewing. And all those have the passport and the brewery trail for you to check out and have a lot of fun while you're doing it.
Now, I love my craft beers too, but I want to be able to drive back and not on an empty stomach. So what kinds of temptations do you have, my taste buds?
Oh, my goodness. Flagstaff has been a culinary explosion. We have so many restaurants to select from in this location. So you can hit up one of the breweries. They usually always have something to eat, but there's also like Root Public House, Tourist Home Cafe. There's Tinderbox Restaurant, Criollo, and Bricks. I mean, you're going to get so many things to delight your sensations while you're up here visiting. And it's all within a pretty good small walking area. Or you can always try, like, the Silver Pine Restaurant, which many people may not know about, is located at Little America Hotel. They have a great dining atmosphere, as well as out by Horseman's Lodge, which is an awesome steakhouse. And they even have horses out to help you park your vehicles. So it's a fun experience.
Now, do you have any restaurants like that that may be dog-friendly or have outdoor patios or music?
Oh, you bet. Dog-friendly Flagstaff, that is what we are. 7,000 feet, you can pretty much take your dog to any of the outdoor patios and have your little fur buddy right there next to you. Flagstaff Brewing Company, they usually have music and a great patio. There's always Heritage Square you can take your dog. There's Market Bar and Kitchen right there on the square. Charlie's has a little patio as well. And there's music offered, although you can't take your dog inside, but you can enjoy some great music at the Orpheum Theater. And, of course, there's always fun musical events out happening on Heritage Square in downtown.
Now, imagine this for a segue. Here we're talking about dogs, and you also have a lunar legacy. Your observatory is named for the man who discovered Pluto.
That's right.
Isn't that a great segue?
That's perfect. So I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people don't know this, that the 50th anniversary of the man on the moon landing, the man that walked on the moon, is coming up. It's July 20th. So in Flagstaff, all the astronauts that have walked on the moon trained in Flagstaff, and that's something that people don't realize. That amazing Neil Armstrong, yes, he trained in Flagstaff. The moon rover simulator was here used in our cinder fields and at Sunset Crater National Monument, and we have this lunar trail that people can experience, and of course our wonderful Lowell Observatory, where a lot of the moon mapping was done before the astronauts went to the moon. And all this training that happened with this Flagstaff Lunar Legacy is going on now. So while you're up here visiting, you may be able to get a lunar cafe at Single Speed Coffee Shop or moon pies at Tourist Home Cafe. You know, all of our restaurants may have specialty items to enjoy while you're visiting. And also, it was Percival Lowell's birthday just recently,
yeah,
this month.
Yeah, yes. I saw that. So can you suggest maybe an itinerary for our listeners who are planning either a day trip or maybe visiting for a few days?
Oh, I sure can. So one thing you want to do is you definitely want to come to Flagstaff, start at the Flagstaff Visitor Center, and you may think, oh, I don't need to go there. I know everything to do. You'd be amazed. The staff there is so helpful and can kind of help guide your trip and tell you what's new and happening in town. So the Flagstaff Visitor Center is located at the train station, 1 East Route 66, and you can start your journey there. Visit there, check out the Route 66, visit downtown. So that's your first stop. Spend the night, and then maybe catch the next day a trip to the Grand Canyon, go up there, go exploring, come back, have some wonderful dining down here, and then also enjoy Lowell Observatory for the evening. The next day, you're on the National Monument Tour. You got Wapaki, Walnut Canyon, and Sunset Crater to check out. And then, of course, you want to top off your visit with a great beer at one of our craft breweries. And the next day, make sure you zip line and head on home and then come back again.
And tell us about your web page where people can learn about festivals and events in historic downtown Flagstaff.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because festival season is coming up. So we have in May our Zuni Festival and our Shakespeare Festival that kicks it off kind of in May. And you can find out all this information at flagstaffarizona.org, and that will help be your trip planner and tell you all the fun things that are happening. So flagstaffarizona.org is the website that you want to go to.
Meg, something tells me you enjoy living in Flagstaff.
You know, I do. And a lot of people don't realize it's a four-season destination, and it's got the vibrancy that, you know, because we have Northern Arizona University here in town. So lots of students, lots of activity, lots of things happening. It's just a fun place to be. And, you know, spring break, got to get here.
And during the summertime, you're always about 30 degrees cooler than Phoenix, aren't you?
You bet. The climate is perfect. Yeah, I don't even have air conditioning at my house because I don't need it.
There you go. That is Meg Roeder from Flagstaff Convention and Visitors Bureau, correct?
That's it.
We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Try and handle all those crowds checking out Flagstaff.
Right. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Have a great day. That is Meg with Flagstaff, and we're going to take a break for local and state news and weather, and then chat with our buddy David Snyder about CPA matters and getting your financial and tax time tune-up. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
This is Joe Howard, superintendent of the Prescott Unified School District. I am very proud that PUSD is one of the highest performing districts in the state of Arizona, offering students competitive and well-rounded educational opportunities. Our classrooms are friendly and welcoming, basing off of research programs like Kids at Hope and Capturing Kids' Hearts that focus on creating an environment where students know not only that they are deeply cared about, but also how to treat each other with respect. We are award-winning. We are governed by a school board who won the highest honor for all school boards in Arizona. We are one of only 44 districts districts to hold a district-wide accreditation through the international organization called Advance Ed. Our teachers are highly qualified and have won countless honors in Yavapai County, the state of Arizona, and beyond. Most importantly, our motto is Every Child, Every Day. We are proud to offer countless academic opportunities as well as fine arts, athletics, technological, and leadership opportunities that allow for our students to find and define their success. Those successes are translated into college and career as a contributor to society. See for yourself at PrescottSchools.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Monday the 18th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. St. Mary's Food Bank in Phoenix is asking for the public's help. While donations typically fall off at this time of the year, Director of Public Relations Jerry Brown says they're receiving less produce from southern Arizona.
That really leaves us short. About 30 to 35% of all the food that we distribute as a food bank comes in the form of fresh fruits and vegetables. So that when we don't receive what we normally receive from those border towns during this time, which is a strong growing season, that really puts a pinch on the food bank.
The Arizona Coyotes' pursuit of a playoff spot continues this afternoon with a 5 o'clock broadcast joined in progress in Tampa Bay against the Lightning on KQ&A. Mostly sunny with a possible stray afternoon shower today. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 62 today. 66 tomorrow in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime to near 39. Showers and a big cool down moving in Wednesday through Friday, with highs dropping to near 60 Wednesday, 50 Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs today and tomorrow near 73. Showers cooling Wednesday and Thursday's highs to 70 and 60, warming back up Friday, and cooling while you sleep tonight to a mostly clear 43. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. Stay tuned, Q&A will continue after this.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
This is Greg Schulte. Listen to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQ&A.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks Baseball returns to KQ&A Thursday, March 28th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch, 1:10. Sponsored this season by AMCO, Country Bank, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Affinity RV, Wallach and Volt, Yavapai Block, Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Waters Garden Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Moyers Heating and Cooling, House Chilson Insurance, You Pick It, Home Furniture Direct, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Grand Canyon Financial, Prescott True Value, Cliff Castle Casino, Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley Cottonwood. KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
The Prescott Police Department is now accepting applications for police recruits. The Prescott Police Department hosts open houses on March 25th and April 11th, both at 6 p.m. for anyone with an interest in a career as a police officer for the city of Prescott. Topics include the testing process, culture, required paperwork, and hiring standards. This position and all other career opportunities can be viewed at the City of Prescott website at www.prescott-az.gov. Call the City of Prescott Human Resources Department at 928-777-1286.
You're listening.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:40. Let me turn my mic on. And there we are. We are back live at 2:40. Professional broadcaster here in charge. And we have David Snyder and Jennifer Bomasino. Jennifer is here from Sacred Heart Catholic School, and she is here to talk about our children and your tax credit and their future. Jennifer, tell us about that tax credit you're here to talk about.
Thank you. So it is a no-cost, dollar-for-dollar state tax credit. It goes through Catholic Education Arizona, which filters it down to Sacred Heart Catholic School in Prescott, and it directly benefits the school's children here in the Tri-City area by helping lower tuition rates.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does that help the taxpayer?
What it does is it gives them a tax deduction, which David Snyder will be able to tell you a little bit more about that, but they're able to take that tax deduction. You're able to choose where your tax credits go, and they can directly benefit the school here in Prescott.
Now, I have heard some things in the news the last 2 weeks that the state legislature, because they had some imbalance between the federal tax cut and the state responding to that, that they may move the deadline for state taxes back a couple months. David, is that true?
Well, what we found out is that they're going to keep it the way they are.
Okay.
Right now, as they have been. And so the deadline might be extended, but it's going to be the same. So we've been filing our tax returns this mm-hmm. year related to that. And they've gone through, so there hasn't been any issues. And if we have to amend something, we will amend, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Anymore.
Now, the last couple of years, we've seen the tax deadline moved up because of weekends, holidays, things like this. This year, it's back to April 15th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there are other tax credits available, though, right?
Yes. There's four other tax credits available, but one you can't use for 2018. There is a charitable organization tax credit. Used to be called the Working Poor Tax Credit. It's $800 married filing jointly and $400 other statuses. My Lions Club, my Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, that's a good one for that. There's also a couple other organizations that would be good. And you have until April 15th to file this on these. There's also the public schools, and that is $400 married filing jointly and $200 other statuses. And that one includes schools like Tri-City Prep as well as Abiah Judd. And that is also through April 15th. And then there's a school tuition, I'm sorry, we're going to go to the foster care tax credit program. Jennifer talked about the school tuition tax credit with the Sacred Heart. And foster care tax credit is $1,000 married filing jointly and $500 other statuses. And something like CASA for Kids Foundation is really a good program to take advantage of for that. And then there's a jointly and $200 other statuses, and that is very important. You can get that online. Just type in Google Arizona Military Family Relief Fund, and you can get that $400 credit if you're married and $200 of other statuses for 2019. Now, if you take advantage of all these tax credits, you have about $4,800 each year and $4,400 this year because you can't take advantage of the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund. And say $400. You can carry forward the extra $2,400 up to 5 years on your Arizona tax credit, on your Arizona tax return. So it's really good that you stop sending it down to Phoenix and then wasting it on
what they... You're not politicians waste our tax dollars.
Absolutely.
David A. Snyder, what are you running for? Aside from the tax issues that David's getting all read about, tell us about the benefits of Sacred Heart and Catholic Education of Arizona.
Well, locally we have about 185 students. It's a preschool through eighth grade. Mm-hmm. The class sizes are anywhere from 20 to 25 students, so we say strive for 25, so we try to keep class sizes small so that the student-to-teacher ratio is small. We have a STEM program. We have music. We have Spanish. Of course, the faith formation is important, so the kids go to church every week, and, you know, we try to keep a well-rounded and a well-balanced education for the children.
Mm-hmm. And how important is it for a child to have that additional self-discipline instilled in them in the form of faith at an early age?
Well, we feel like it, you know, it incorporates community service. It incorporates they care about one another. They, you know, they volunteer at St. Vincent de Paul. They bring in food for the hungry and the homeless. And, you know, it just teaches more than just about themselves, but about their effect that they have on each other in the mm-hmm. community.
I would think, too, with so many dual working parents, that really helps in the parenting, too, instilling that at a very early age, right?
It does. It's kind of an all-inclusive education, so mm-hmm. you get mm-hmm. a little bit of everything with Sacred Heart, which is yeah. wonderful.
David, tell us, the tax deadline is coming up, and for those who still have been putting off doing their taxes, what should they be doing to prepare for looking for that tax preparer, which, of course, you happen to be?
Yes. I'm David Sayles. David A. Snyder, CPA.
And him or what?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I'm located South Mountain in Prescott. Please call me at 445-0104, extension 9. And if you need any accounting work. And I have a website, davidasnydercpa.com, if you want to find out more about me. Now.
And you guarantee a $100,000 refund, right?
Service organization in the world with 1.4 million members. Statuses, and we give to things like youth, school, since and family.
That's okay, David. Keep going. And hey, it always worked for me.
Yeah, I hear that. you know, Sunrise Lions Club, PO Box 985, Prescott, Arizona 86302.
I gave a talk to the Prescott Evening Lions just 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I was talking all about you.
You should come see us, too.
You should invite me sometime.
I know a lot of people that in the Prescott Evening Lions.
In fact, you do. Hello, Ken Lea. Thank you so much.
Ken Lea was the district governor. I was a treasurer for.
There you go. Yeah, great organization.
Yes.
Yeah, nice to see. Indeed you do. We're glad you're there for us. So this time of year, how crazy does it get for you? We've always talked about when you've been here before, you don't want somebody showing up at 3 o'clock on April the 15th with three file boxes of stuff that has no order whatsoever. You don't want that. So what should people do if they haven't done their taxes yet and they're looking for a preparer?
Well, I can start you out. We can get you organized, and then we can extend you if you need to through mm-hmm. October 15th. You can extend to October 15th. You get a six-month automatic extension. We'll get you in as much as possible, and then we'll extend you if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, how's our friend Father Marino doing?
You know, Father Darren is doing well. He stopped by the church when we did our rededication, we just went through a big remodel recently. And from my understanding, he has relocated back to California to be closer to his mom, because mm-hmm. I guess her health was not well. So,
yeah. Yeah, he did so much for this area.
He did. He was amazing. We miss him, but we have Father Raj, who's our new pastor, and mm-hmm. he's really taken the bull by the horns, so to speak, and he's doing a great job.
How can people learn more about Catholic Education of Arizona and especially about Sacred Heart?
Well, you can visit our website at www.sacredhearteducation.com. You can come by the school anytime. We're at 131 North Summit Avenue, right off of Gurley Street, and you can certainly call us at 928-445-2621, and you can ask for me. I'm the only Jennifer that works there, so I'd be happy to help you and answer any questions that you have. Catholic Education Arizona is a really easy way to redirect your taxes. You can do it online through their website. You can send in a check. You can bring by cash. We can process it for you and send it down. They make it really easy.
Tell us how much?
The single max is $1,107. The married max is $2,213. Corporate, there are no limits. So if you're looking for a corporate deduction, there are no limits. It just depends mm-hmm. on the type of corporation that you have. So.
And that is Jennifer Bomasino from Sacred Heart, and I pronounced her name correctly.
Yes,
David
Thank
Snyder,
you.
How can people contact you?
David A. Snyder, CPA. It's
He's got to look at his sheet so I can memorize the number.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's David A. Snyder, CPA and tax guru, as I always. Look how red he's turning. He loves this show. David,
I do.
David and Jennifer.
I'm not
thanks.
Red.
See, he hasn't got a mirror there. I can see he's turning red. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on Q&A. It gets more fun every time he's in here. Hey, stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 9.9 FM and streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you enjoyed the scary, funny movie Get Out that was a big hit a couple of years ago and was nominated for Oscars, well, no doubt you've been waiting on pins and needles for director Jordan Peele's follow-up. It's called Us, and it's out this Thursday at the Harkins in Prescott Valley. It'll be opening at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. It's promising, according to people who have seen it, to make you scream and make you laugh, and I can't wait to see it among a lot of other people. And I will review it for this weekend on KQ&A, so look forward to that Thursday night or probably Friday. You will hear my review of Jordan Peele's new scary movie, Us. That'll be on KQ&A. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4 o'clock. Join me right back here Tuesday with my guest, Zach Snyder from This Dude's Food Truck, Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, and country music star Susie Boggess. She is coming Friday to the Elks Theater. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.